tickets for the Jonas Brothers to give away. We're going to play a fun little game right now called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Taylor, calling us from New Albany. Hi, Taylor.
Good morning.
All right, so Taylor's got brown hair. She drives a Honda Pilot. She's a teacher, is married, and once was able to jump rope using just her arm, but has since what? Had surgeries?
I've had two shoulder surgeries, ending a third.
But that's a talent. Like you know what I'm talking about. Like, Kelly, yes. You're like holding your own arm, and you're like jumping through it with your legs. That's what you used to do, right, Taylor?
Yep.
That takes incredible flexibility, I feel like.
Or dislocation.
Or she just
dislocate her shoulder every time.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
Ouchie.
Well, you know what, Taylor? We all have a past, you know?
We all have talents.
We all have talents, too, sure. All right, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
You're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when it was a little kid or when they were a drunk adult?
I will do my best.
All right, okay. Here we go. First one.
I was swinging from a clothesline and fell off and broke my arm in three different places.
Oh,
three different places. Ouchie. Ooh. He thought he had a zip line going on.
I guess so. Couldn't
clothesline without it breaking?
That's what I was thinking immediately, but
I'm so little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid. Yeah.
See, I feel like drunk adult because he'd be heavy enough to make it break, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. Unless the kid just fell off and hold on. Yeah. It could go either way. Okay. It really could go either way. Which one of us is right?
All right, so Taylor, you're saying little kid. Kelly, you're saying drunk adult.
Yes.
I was a little kid when
Little kid.
All right.
Yes.
You're right.
Put me up on a clothesline and was pushing me like I was swinging.
My sister put me up on a clothesline.
And it caused me to slip and fall on my right arm.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a second. Like, clipped him up, like, by his shirt or something? That's what I have in my head.
Yeah, wow. I guess so. So there you go. You're one for one so far, Taylor. Congrats. Here we go. Next one. Little kid or drunk adult.
I lit a clown's hair on fire trying to light a birthday cake candle.
Okay. Someone's hair's on fire? Trying to light a birthday cake.
Yeah, clown.
Oh, a clown. Oh, the clown. Yeah. Oh.
I'm going drunk adult. All right. Almost.
Taylor's going drunk adult. Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe mom had a few too many mommy juices and then tried to light the cake.
Okay.
The candles.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah. You got it. Congrats. Drunk adult, you're two for two so far, Taylor. You're two for two.
I had way too many margaritas and only had a small little torch to light the candles on my little kid's cake. Well, I forgot to turn the torch off because I was drunk off my ass.
Oh!
I accidentally lit the clown's hair on fire. The clown was pissed, but the kids thought it was awesome.
Of course.
Oh, of course.
The kids are like,
yeah. You brought pyro to the party.
Pyrotechnics to the party. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, too many mommy margs.
All right. Taylor, you're two for two so far.
Yeah, slaying the game.
Well done. Here we go. Last one, little kid or drunk adult.
I passed out on Santa Claus's lap.
Okay.
Passed out on Santa Claus's lap.
I mean,
again, kind of could go either way. Because what if you were like at the mall having a few? And you're like, oh, there's Santa. Let's go sit on his lap and tell him what I want.
Or you're just a little kid and you're so tired waiting for Santa so long. Yeah, I don't know. Taylor, what do you think?
Could go either way.
Or did she say
passed out? Yeah, passed out.
Oh. I'm going to say little.
You're going to say little kid?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll agree. Little kid. Maybe it's just a tired little kid.
All right. Both of you saying, both of you saying just a tired little kid, just a little guy.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, dang it. I knew that was going to be the case as soon as I said it. I'm like, nope, it's going to be a drunk adult.
Drunk adult passed out on Santa.
My friend and I did some day drinking and got absolutely sloshed. And it was Christmas time, so we decided that it would be a good idea to go sit on Santa's lap. And I completely passed out. And I was ranting about my ex-boyfriend and, like, asking Santa to, like, bring him back or something. I don't even know. And I woke up to Santa saying in a Santa voice, "Oh, I think you've had too much to drink," which is so embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. When Santa...
Let's do some chopping.
Oh, my gosh. When you are letting your entire dating history go to Santa Claus.
It's like, Santa, listen, I loved him. Bring him back. If you could just, like, have him under my tree in the morning, that would be great.
That would be great.
I love you. I love him. I love him.
You know, Taylor, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Congratulations. You got it. And really, we were thinking about, I was thinking about while we were going along with this, that Taylor, your whole jumping rope with your arm thing could be a little kid drunk adult submission.
It
so,
could.
It could.
It could.
So you too could star on this fine program someday.
You could be on the flip side of this.
That's right. That's right. You could. All right, Taylor, I don't even know if you're still listening to us. Like, we're going through a tunnel or something. I don't know. New Albany's not that far away. You're just
there.
Not
she
talking.
Is. There she is. She's there. She's there.
I'm here.
All right. You're just like giving us a silent treatment. And I'm like, man, what did we do?
She's just
my speakerphone
do
doesn't work sometimes.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Okay. Right. Well, yeah. Yeah. So, Taylor, we're going to have you send us a little recording of you jumping rope with your arm. And send it in for a little kid drunk adult.
Yeah, we need to see that. Yeah.
I can do that.
All right. Nice.
All right, well, congratulations, Taylor. Thanks so much. Hang on the line a quick sec for us, okay?
I will do that.
All right, cool.
We need more stories. We need more magical stories like that. So if you have one you think could go either way, could be like tough to figure out, then give us a little headline, then reveal the answer, finish the story, email the voice note to benandkellyshow@gmail.com.